"I am so dreadfully hungry," groaned Bilbo, who was suddenly aware that he had not had a meal since the night before last. Just think of that for a hobbit. His stomach felt all empty and loose and his legs all wobbly now that the excitement was over.
"Can't help it," said Gandalf. "Unless you like to go back and ask the goblins nicely to let you have your pony back and your luggage."
"No, thank you," said Bilbo.
"Very well, then. We must just tighten our belts and trudge on, or we shall be made into supper, and that will be much worse than having none ourselves."
As they went on, Bilbo looked from side to side for something to eat. But the blackberries were still only in flower, and of course there were no nuts, nor even hawthorn berries. He nibbled a bit of sorrel, and he drank from a small mountain stream that crossed the path, and he ate 3 wild strawberries that he found on its bank, but it was not much good. They still went on and on. The rough path disappeared. The bushes and the long grasses between the boulders, the patches of rabbit-cropped turf, the thyme and the sage and the marjoram, and the yellow rock roses all vanished, and they found themselves at the top of a wide, steep slope of fallen stones, the remains of a landslide. When they began to go down this, rubbish and small pebbles rolled away from their feet. Soon larger bits of stone went clattering down and started other pieces below them slithering and rolling. Then lumps of rocks were disturbed and bounded off, crashing down with a dust and a noise. Before long the whole slope above them and below them seemed on the move, and they were sliding away, huddled all together, in a fearful confusion of slipping, rattling, cracking slabs and stones. It was the trees at the bottom that saved them. They slid into the edge of a climbing wood of pines that here stood right up the mountain slope from the deeper, darker forests of the valleys below. Some caught hold of the trunks and swung themselves into lower branches. Some, like the little hobbit, got behind a tree to shelter from the onslaught of the rocks. Soon the danger was over, the slide had stopped, and the last faint crashes could be heard as the largest of the disturbed stones went bounding and spinning among the bracken and the pine roots far below.
"Well, that has got us on a bit," said Gandalf, "and even goblins tracking us will have a job to come down here quietly.